Good morning, beloved, and thank you for sharing this Thursday morning with me as we get together to share God's Word to start our day off. Today, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Corinthians to give generously to the collection for the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem. He says that God will increase what the people have so that they can give even more. He says that their gifts will not only help others in their need, but also help others praise God. And then, of course, God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. There is really no need for me to write you about the help being sent to God's people in Judea. I know that you are willing to help, and I have boasted of you to the people in Macedonia. The believers in Achaia, I said, have been ready to help since last year. Your eagerness has stirred up most of them. Now I am sending these believers so that our boasting about you in this matter may not turn out to be empty words. But, just as I said, you will be ready with your help. However, if the people from Macedonia should come with me and find out that you are not ready, how ashamed we would be, not to speak of your shame for feeling so sure of you. So, I thought it was necessary to urge these believers to go to you ahead of me and get ready in advance the gift you promised to make. Then it will be ready when I arrive, and it will show that you give because you want to, not because you have to. Remember that the person who plants few seeds will have a small crop. The one who plants many seeds will have a large crop. You should each give, then, as you have decided, not with regret or out of a sense of duty. For God loves the one who gives gladly, and God is able to give you more than you need so that you will always have all you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. As the Scripture says, He gives generously to the needy, His kindness lasts forever. And God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread to eat, will also supply you with all the seed you need and will make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times, so that many will thank God for your gifts which they receive from us. For this service you perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring of gratitude to God. And because of the proof which this service of yours brings, many will give glory to God for your loyalty to the gospel of Christ, which you profess, and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And so with deep affection, they will pray for you because of the extraordinary grace God has shown you. Let us thank God for His priceless gift. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, where Paul says, God is able to give you more than you need so that you will always have all you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. You know, this is something that the children of Israel failed to learn when God told them that every seventh year they were to let the fields lie fallow. They weren't supposed to sow and harvest any crops. And that was an offering unto God. And He said that if you do this, that He would make sure that the other 6 years there was more than enough for them to not just survive, but to prosper with. And, of course, as we have learned in our Wednesday night services, the children of Israel didn't have the faith to be obedient in God in this. And so the actual reason that they were exiled in the Chaldean and Babylonian exile was because of all the years they had stolen from God when they failed to let their fields lay fallow for, you know, 1 year every 7 years. In the same way, God wants to prove his faithfulness towards us, giving 10%, which our tithe is, or doing offerings over and above the 10%, doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, I'm giving money away, but God says that when we do this with the right attitude, not to try to get more out of God, but just in obedience to God with a cheerful heart, that he will make sure we always have enough for ourselves and more than enough so that we can participate in every good cause. And this is a hard lesson. There are a lot of mature believers, that are still trying to learn this lesson to be faithful in trusting God and participating, in giving like this, giving over and above. But God has promised he will always make sure that our needs are met. Let's pray. Gracious God, your abundance surrounds me. Thank you for the many gifts you have given me. Help me to be generous with others that I may bring honor and praise to you and so that others may more deeply understand and experience your love. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning. We'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, where the Apostle Paul defends his ministry. Until tomorrow then, God bless you. And don't forget to say a God bless you or God loves you to somebody you pass in the hallway or out on the streets. Just share that love that God has put in your heart.